Hey, Dr. Phil here, your business mentor, and today I want to talk to you about the definition of an online membership business. Now, an online membership business is a lot like a private club, but on the internet. Now, I want you to imagine a club where a member is going to pay a fee to join, but they're not going to a physical space. They're going to access special content, services, or even products online. This club exists on a website or a platform where only those who have paid can enter. Now, in full disclosure, I use Wix. Wix.com is my platform for my website, and they have features where I can have an online membership business, and you can only access it if you're a paid member. Now, I wanted to give you full disclosure because I do have affiliate links on my website. I don't want you to think that I am trying to encourage you to use Wix. Certainly, you can use any platform that you want. With that being said, I want to give you an analogy. I want you to think of having a subscription to a magazine, but instead of waiting for a physical copy to arrive each month in the mail, you're going to get a password to a website where you can read articles, watch videos, or even join in discussions that are only exclusive to that website to the subscribers. Maybe there are live sessions, live trainings, whatever. All of that is going to be part of that website. For example, let's say that you have a love for cooking, or maybe you have yourself or someone in your life that has special dietary needs or otherwise. You might join an online membership site that's going to offer exclusive cooking tutorials, recipes, maybe there's some other information that's related to the dietary needs of that individual. There might be Q&A sessions with professional chefs or even dietitians, and you pay a monthly fee, and in return, you get access to the cooking content that can't be found anywhere else on the internet. Now, an online membership business works by creating a gated community, meaning that the gate is usually a login page that requires a username and password. And the only way that you get that username and password is that you have done something like paid a fee or provided some information or something. Now, this gate is going to ensure that only paid members can access the content that is on the other side of it. The business is going to generate revenues through these membership fees. And these fees can be charged on a monthly, quarterly, or even an annual basis, depending on your business model. So this is called a one-to-many business model, basically, where you're going to be the content creator and you're going to sell it to many people. So you're going to do it one time and sell it over and over again through your content. Now, the content offered can vary widely, from educational courses, video tutorials, and articles to forums where members can interact with each other and even with experts. Now, in the case of my online membership business, there are weekly live sessions and there's monthly events. And I do offer training videos and other content. There are forms and tools, and I even have a whole training platform where you can go through and get a certificate of completion. So my website is pretty robust. But starting out, you may not have all of that information, and so you'll want to keep it simple and offer those things that are valuable to the individuals that would be seeking the information that you have. The key is that the content offers value that members are willing to pay for, and it's often updated regularly to keep the members engaged and subscribed. Now, as I've mentioned, I have weekly content that I put out there that is live. I have regular content that I post that is not live, where I've recorded it, let's say for social media, and I'm just sharing it on the platform. So there's many different ways to create content. That is, in essence, the hardest part of the work is creating content. Now, I want you to take a moment and imagine, very easily, of course, that you probably are commuting an hour or two a day to and from work. You go to work somewhere. Now, if you're lucky enough to work from home, you still have to log in for a number of hours a week. Let's say it's 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week minimum. Whether you're commuting or you're working from home remotely, you still are beholden to the 40 plus hour a week work week. In this particular model, you're probably going to spend 5, 10, 12 hours a week creating content and interacting with your customers, and that's going to leave the rest of the time for you to do as you choose, whether it's spend time with family, travel. A membership business is really cool because I basically run my business wherever I have access to the internet. So, in essence, an online membership business is where you're going to leverage your expertise. You're going to leverage the community because they're like-minded people that have an interest in the topic. And you're going to leverage exclusive content to create a recurring revenue stream. Building a digital space where people are happy to pay for access to information, products, or services they value. So if you're interested in knowing more about starting your online membership business, taking what you know and love and converting it into a profitable recurring revenue every month, you ought to check out my website at MaximumChange.com. Love to have you join our founder circle. Hope you have a great day, great week, and great time. See you soon.